3X3, Citadel X3, now the most refreshing drink in the world, Orange Crush, presents the Green Hornet.
He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Rick Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Now ride with Rick Reed in the thrilling adventure of The Microfilm of Death. The Green Hornet strikes again. The adventures of the Green Hornet are brought to you by the most refreshing drink in the world, Orange Crush. Delicious Orange Crush is made with real fresh oranges, with all its wonderful fresh fruit flavor, sealed in that sunproof Orange Crush brown bottle, the exclusive brown bottle that keeps light out, keeps flavor in. Always look for that exclusive brown bottle and enjoy the one and only Orange Crush. Clicker Binney, special photographer for the Daily Sentinel, was assigned to cover a farewell tea at a South American embassy, given for a departing diplomat.
Cocktail, miss?
No, thank you. Oh, just a moment.
Yes, miss.
Who's that girl talking to the guest of honor?
She's His Excellency's daughter, Senorita Dolores Juarez.
His daughter?
Yes, miss.
Thank you.
Clicker decided to interview the guest of honor, but as she started toward him, another man engaged him in earnest conversation. Then, with the senorita, they walked toward the library.
Oh, darn. Now I'll have to wait. Oh, well, I'll go and freshen up my makeup in the meantime.
In the library, His Excellency Don Alberto Juarez was speaking.
Are you sure, Manuel, the foreign agents have found out I am to carry the microfilm with me when I leave?
Si, Your Excellency. It is our business to find out these things.
But how could they have discovered it, Manuel?
That we do not know, senorita. But no doubt they will try to intercept those plans in some way. Your trip will be a dangerous one, Don Alberto.
I shall make my departure as planned on the 7 o'clock plane. But I shall not carry the plans.
What? But I do not understand.
My daughter will carry the plans. No one will suspect the young Senorita Dolores Juarez of carrying them.
I, Father?
Si.
You would place your daughter in such danger, Senor?
It is for our country, Manuel. They will not suspect.
I am not afraid, Manuel. It will be exciting.
Dolores, leave for the airport as quickly as possible and take an early plane. One leaves in about 1 hour. I shall meet you in Mexico City. Then we will continue our journey together from there.
Ah, it is a good idea, Don Alberto. Your daughter was preparing to go to South America anyway.
But the plans I'm to carry, do you have them now, Father?
Si. The plans are here. This is a microfilm. How will you carry it, Dolores?
Shaped like a small lipstick. That gives me an idea, Father. I will remove my lipstick from its gold case and put the microfilm in it. Then no one will suspect, even if they search my handbag.
Very clever idea. How soon can you reach the airport?
I will leave at once, Father. You know, a dab of powder on my nose and I shall be ready. My luggage will follow late.
Bueno. No one need know you have left until you... Wait. I thought I heard someone outside the door.
Beg pardon,
What
sir,
are you doing here?
I was coming into the library with refreshments, sir. I thought perhaps His Excellency...
His Excellency is busy. Go away, waiter. We do not wish to be disturbed.
Yes, sir, I'm very sorry, sir.
The waiter quickly went to the phone in the butler's pantry and, making sure he wouldn't be overheard, dialed a number...
This is number 42 reporting. I have very important information. Listen closely. I overheard Don Alberto and an agent from his own country discussing the microfilm. They've changed their plans. Now listen closely. These are the new plans.
Meanwhile, at the embassy, Dolores Juarez entered the ladies' lounge.
May I share your mirror? Do you mind?
Oh, of course I don't mind at all.
A little pat of powder on your nose and cheeks, and we are ready to meet the public, no?
Frankly, I'd say yes.
Yes? Oh, you American girls are so naive, senorita. There, I feel so much better. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, I'm sure.
Oh, wait. You called me?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's nothing. Thank you.
Hasta la vista, senorita.
For a moment, I thought she was leaving with my handbag. Good thing I saw mine still here before I said anything about it.
Later, on the way to the airport, the senorita spoke to the chauffeur.
Pedro, there is a car coming fast behind us. They want to pass, perhaps.
Si, senorita.
Those men, they are pushing us off the road. Drive faster, Pedro.
Si, I am trying.
Pull over and stop or I'll shoot.
Pedro, they are pointing guns. We must stop.
Well, senorita, you thought you'd trick us, huh?
What is the meaning of this? I shall report you to the authorities.
Igor, watch the driver.
Right.
You, senorita, get out of this car and come with us. And be sure to bring your bag with you.
Pedro, do something.
Si, senorita, you do nothing.
Oh! You have killed him.
Killed is such an ugly word, senorita Juarez. Liquidated sounds much better.
You know my name.
Of course. We also know that you were on your way to the airport with a microfilm of certain plans. Now, get out as I told you, or perhaps...
No, I will get out. What are you going to do?
First the bag.
No, you will not get it.
Give it to me. Igor.
What is it, Ivan?
Run the car over the embankment there. Start it going well, then jump clear, understand?
Yeah, that's a good idea. People will think it was an accident.
For a short time, they'll think so. Time enough for us to get away. Go do it now.
Right.
Jump, you fool! He finally jumped clear. Come on, senorita. We go to our car. Come on, get in, miss. Good work, Igor.
Yes, Ivan. You have the microfilm, Ivan?
I'll make certain. So many things are carried by women. Wait. What is this? Aren't you Senorita Juarez?
I thought you knew.
But of course you are. I couldn't be mistaken. Tell me why you're carrying this and this and this.
But they are not mine.
Of course they're not yours. Calling cards. Miss Clicker Binney, a press pass. Clicker Binney, reporter, Daily Sentinel. A handkerchief with the initial CB. Somehow you managed to switch handbags with this Clicker Binney. And also the microfilm.
No, I do not understand.
Igor, we must find that girl reporter and get that microfilm at any cost.
A short time later, Lenore Case, secretary to Britt Reed, was typing in her office at the Sentinel when...
So help me, Michael. You scared me out of a year's growth.
Ah, no, Casey. When I got big things on me mind, I can't go around thinking of doors.
Big things? You shouldn't be thinking of your feet all the time.
There you go. Change of the subject. Did Clicker Binney get back from that society shindig yet?
Well, if it's any of your business, she did get back. But a man called from the lobby and asked her to come down. Probably a new boyfriend she doesn't want you to meet.
Ah, quit your kidding. Say... Isn't that Clicker's handbag on your desk?
Yes, and no.
Now, just what am I to make out of that answer, I'd like to know?
Well, that's the handbag she brought back with her, but Clicker says it's not hers. That's why she didn't take it downstairs with her.
Not hers, you say? Whose is it?
Look, all I know is that some woman switched bags with Clicker by mistake at the embassy. And she's going to phone there as soon as she comes back.
Yeah. I wonder what's in it.
Michael, stop nosing in that bag.
Don't... Now see what you made me do by your yelling.
All the nerve. Pick up those things and put them into the bag before someone comes in.
Yeah, sure, a lot of junk, ain't it? Ah, look. Classy card. Senorita Dolores Jalas or something like that. Hey, look at all the dough.
Put that back.
All right, I'm putting it there.
Yes, Mr. Reed.
Has Axford come in?
Yes, he's here now.
Well, send him in here. It's important.
Yes, sir. Go see Mr. Reed right away, Michael.
I'm on my way.
What's that you're
picking up? Nothing but a lipstick that must have rolled out of the bag. I'll put it back when I come out of Reed's office.
Oh, Axford. Well, there are a few things I want to talk over with you.
Yes?
Lowry is calling on line one, Mr. Reed. He says it's important.
I'll take it. Yes, Lowry, what's up?
Plenty, boss. Gunnigan sent me out on East Highway to cover an auto accident. I found it isn't an ordinary accident.
Well, just what'd you find?
It was a diplomatic car. Went off an embankment and caught fire. The strange thing is that the guy who was driving was shot through the head. Murdered. I already phoned Rewrite.
Well, do you have a photographer with you?
Yeah, but I don't
get
think
some good close-ups. Take plenty of pictures.
But that's what I'm trying to tell you, boss. The place is lousy with cops. They won't let us take any pictures. They won't let us near the wreck at all.
We'll do the best you can.
Okay, boss, I'll get what I can. So long.
Goodbye.
Hey, what's wrong, Reed?
Well... Yes, Miss Case.
Commissioner Higgins is on the line, Mr. Reed.
All right, I'll take it. Hello, what's up, Commissioner?
Oh, Britt, we're calling all the newspapers and asking they withhold all mention of the accident on East Highway until we okay its release. The government authorities request it.
Well, can you tell me the reason?
Remember, this is off the record, Britt.
Well, of course.
It was a diplomatic car carrying the daughter of a diplomat to the airport. The driver was murdered and the girl disappeared. Father has stated the girl carried something in her handbag which is of greatest interest to certain parties. He was to follow her on the 7 o'clock plane.
Well, may I ask the girl's name?
Senorita Dolores Juarez.
Senorita Juarez?
That's right. Thanks for your cooperation, Britt. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, what's it all about? Did you say something about Senorita Juarez?
Well, he did mention Senorita Dolores Juarez,
Holy
but...
Holy crow! Her handbag is out there on Casey's desk right now.
Her handbag?
I'll go out and look it over.
You can't take that. Mr. Reed!
Come on, Axford. What happened, Miss Case?
A man. I tried to stop him. He took a handbag that Clicker brought in. It belongs to a Senorita Juarez. And what's more, I'm afraid something's happened to Clicker Binney.
We'll continue our story in just a moment. Hello there, fellas and girls. Are you all set for Halloween? Maybe you're having a Halloween party with a big orange pumpkin in the window. You'll probably be using orange-colored paper napkins and favors, too. Yes, orange is the color for Halloween. And it's the color of a wonderful drink that will help make your party a big success. Sure, I mean delicious Orange Crush. It'll blend right in with your Halloween colors. And its cool, tangy, fresh fruit flavor will make the refreshments taste extra good. Remember, Orange Crush is made from real oranges. The freshest, juiciest, pre-ripened oranges that ever grew in sunny California. There's nothing artificial about Orange Crush. No artificial flavoring, no artificial coloring. That golden, fresh fruit Orange Crush goodness all comes from nature. Orange Crush is good for you. You can drink all you want. You'll just love it, and so will the gang. So tell Mom to stock up right away. Tell her to get it from her grocer in 6-bottle handy packs. You better help her fetch it yourself to be sure to get enough. And when you go to buy Orange Crush, ask for it by name. Don't just say orange. Say, I want Orange Crush. Because there's no other drink so good. No other drink has the same luscious, fresh fruit flavor as genuine Orange Crush. That's Orange Crush. O-R-A-N-G-E. C-R-U-S-H. Orange Crush. Now back to the Green Hornet. Miss Case told of a man who took the handbag Clicker Binney had brought in. Also, she said she feared something had happened to the society reporter.
You must do something, Mr. Reed.
Now, calm down. Tell me exactly what happened.
Well, a man in a gray coat and hat came in. He said Clicker sent for her bag, that she was waiting in the lobby.
He showed me one of her cards to prove she sent him.
Clicker's cards?
Yes, but I knew he was lying because Clicker brought the handbag of Senorita Juarez by mistake.
Wait, where's Clicker's own handbag?
She said the Senorita has it. The two handbags are identical.
Axford, go to police headquarters and watch for further developments on the murder case.
Right.
I'm going after that man.
A few moments later, Brick reached the street.
I must have missed him. There's a man getting into that car. That's Clicker in the back seat.
Hey! Hey, you!
They're gone.
Taxi! Taxi!
Not an empty cab in sight, and they've turned the corner. Well, I'll find them somehow. And it has to be done quickly.
Later, Brick Reed arrived at his apartment and told Cato what had happened.
You've heard all the facts, Cato. What do you think?
Spies, Mr. Brick?
Yes. There was another man in the car guarding Clicker Benny. They got away with her and the Senorita's handbag.
What do you do now, Mr. Britt?
Well, Senor Juarez was to take the 7 o'clock plane for Mexico City. He hasn't canceled his reservation. But two other reservations were canceled. I checked with the airline and found out they'd been made in the name of a Mr. Carl Smith, Hotel Midtown, room 302.
You suspect man at hotel?
Yes. We'll take the Black Beauty and go to that hotel. No doubt the name is a phony, but they must have had that room. Come on, those two girls are in danger.
By means of a fire escape, Britt soon stood in the third floor hallway of the hotel. Using a master key, he entered room 302. He used a flashlight to look around and to search the bureau. A few moments later, he heard a key being pushed into the lock, and Britt hurriedly ran into the closet. A few seconds later, the door to the room opened, and the man who had posed as a waiter at the embassy entered.
Where the deuce is the light switch? Oh, there it is. Looks like they cleared out. Hope I still have the phone number of that new hideout. Yeah, here it is. Trinity 2-4843. They better be there. I don't trust them. Hello, Ivan? Yes, this is Max. What's the idea? You two guys were to meet me. Oh, that's different. Where is the new place? Wait, I better write that down. All right, give it to me again. Right, I have it. See you shortly. So long.
What in the... I'll take that paper.
The Green Hornet. Give me that paper.
This gun will
take this, commie.
No, get.
Maybe it's not good we call police from drugstore about a man in hotel room, Mr. Britt. If they make him talk, he'd tell about hideout. Will police be there when Green Hornet arrives?
I wanted that man taken into custody, Cato. They'll make him talk, but that may take a little time.
You take big risks.
Yeah, we're used to that. Hey, that's the place. Stop in the shadows of those trees just beyond.
Oh, yes, Mr. Britt.
Now, you stay in the car and watch. The police may pick up the trail sooner than I hope. I'm going in and try to surprise those commies.
In a back room of a large old house, Clicker was talking to Senorita Juarez during a few minutes they were left alone.
I still don't know what this is all about.
These men are vicious, Senorita Beanie. They are communist agents, and they have already committed murder to get what they are after.
Murder?
Yes. But as long as they do not find what they are after, we are safe.
We must get away from here somehow.
I heard you, but you'll not get away, either of you. We searched both handbags thoroughly. We couldn't find the microfilm.
It was not in my bag, senor.
No.
Well, why do you stare at me? I don't even know what you're talking about.
A small cylinder, like a lipstick. Did you take it? Yes, of course you did. You had the senorita's handbag. What did you do with that microfilm?
Please, do not tell him.
But I really didn't take anything from your bag.
Igor.
What is it, Ivan?
I'm sure this girl took the plans when she had the senorita's handbag.
What are you going to do with them?
If they don't tell us what we want to know, they'll both disappear.
I would not tell you spies if I did know.
I have nothing to tell, but even if I had, I'd never tell you communists.
You'll either talk or take the results. We have a motorboat waiting at the river. Unless you tell us before we get you there, we'll tie you both with weights and throw you overboard. Now, we'll take you to the boat. You take the senorita, Igor. I'll bring this reporter.
Right.
Come on with us.
Hold it, you rat. Don't move.
A mess, man.
He's the Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet?
Well, I might have known. Maybe Miss Binney and the Hornet are working together. He has the microfilm. Now he's come to get her away from us.
That's not true. He's just as bad as you are.
Please, Senor Hornet, do not deal with these men.
I deal with rats in only one way.
As Britt started forward, he didn't see Igor step from behind the door.
Good work, Igor. The open door hid you.
He knocked out the Green Hornet.
Yes. And now we'll find out who this famous Green Hornet really is. And we'll search him for the microfilm. Oh, no, no. Wait, Igor. The honor is mine to take off the mask. Now you'll see his face. The lights, who turned them off? Get out, Igor, quick!
Senorita, are you all right?
I am all right. Find the light switch.
It's over here someplace. I found it. There.
These spies are gone.
So is the Green Hornet.
You feel better, Mr. Britt?
I'm just a little groggy. Lucky you got me out of there and on my feet. I'm all right now.
Bright moonlight help, but their car is still in sight.
They spoke of having a motorboat along the river near here. We must stop them before they reach it.
Look, they turn off toward river.
Step on it. I can see the outlines of a boat down that way.
Oh, they're stopping. They not notice we follow without lights.
Well, run right up beside their car. Slow down for me to jump off. Stop now. You'll not get away, commies.
Shoot him, Igor.
I think not.
I'll get you this time.
This'll quiet you.
Oh, no, don't shoot.
Yes. Ivan. Ivan.
Coming, Cato.
I'll kill you both.
Shut up, commie.
Someone in boat.
I'll guard these two. I'll try to reach that boat. That's a big jump, but here goes.
As Britt Reed moved forward, the man at the wheel turned.
Who is that? That's you, Ivan.
Turn the boat back to the dock.
The master, my...
Turn back, I said. Turn it!
Some distance from the dock, two cars sped along a road on a hill which paralleled the river. Because of the elevation, they could look down over the water.
Listen, a motorboat.
I hear it, too.
Oh, they are getting away. And I still think they found that microfilm in my bag.
Look, I can see the boat.
Holy clove, look, it's turning back toward the dock. Maybe we'll catch him, Commissioner Higgins.
Don't worry, Mike. We'll soon be at the dock to give them a warm welcome.
Say, Clicker, are you sure the Green Hornet was at that old house?
Yes, we both saw him. How did you know where to find us, Commissioner?
We received an anonymous phone call. Because of it, we captured one of the spies in the hotel. He thought his pals tipped us off, so we talked. I reasoned the Green Hornet was after the microfilm. What the spy told us.
Commissioner, the boat has almost reached the dock. Hurry, please, or they may get away.
We can't go faster down this hill, Senorita. We only have a few blocks to go. We'll get there as soon as possible. Kato, help me lift this mug onto the dock.
Must hurry. Car's coming. Police, maybe.
Where are the other two commies?
Oh, they in car. Still unconscious from gas.
Well, we'll leave this one here. Did you search him?
Oh, yes. Not find microfilm. Hurry, they almost here.
Well, they'll not find the microfilm, but they will get the spies. Come on, Kato.
Here's the car. Hey, look.
two of them, both out cold.
Yes, here's another one on the dock.
Search them all for the microfilm.
All right, just a second. Let's see. Nope, I searched the one in the dock. No sign of the plan.
I've searched these two, but nary a sight of any microfilm. But we ought to search that boat. Holy crow, Commissioner. On the dashboard. Turn your flashlight that way.
Hey, where? What do you see?
There, the Green Hornet seal. He must have got that microfilm.
To think that all this occurred just because you and I have identical handbags. They went through both of them with a fine tooth comb. And they spilled powder in mine and lost my lipstick.
Lipstick? Hey, Senorita. I found something that fell from your bag. Your lipstick. What? I've been carrying it all afternoon. Here it is.
That is it. That is it.
Sure, that's it. But why get so excited about a lipstick?
Senor Axford, what I mean is that is the microfilm. Oh, give it to me.
The microfilm. Holy crow.
How did you get it, Axford?
Well, I looked in her handbag at the office. That lipstick fell out. Reed called me just then, so I put it into me pocket. Great day. And to think I had what everybody was hunting for.
Senor Axford, I am so glad you did have it. I think you're most wonderful. I shall reward you with a kiss.
Great sense. It was lucky for me this day that I had the lipstick in my pocket.
Don't let it upset you, Mike.
God, no, don't be jealous, Clicker.
Jealous? Oh, my.
All right, man. Take these commies back to headquarters. Excellent, and I'll see you girls home safely.
Sure. The Green Hornet may be lurking about. Commissioner, it'll be a feather in your cap when you finally catch that criminal and find out who he really is.
Perhaps he is a criminal, as you say. But this time he has helped us greatly.
That's right. He captured the spies for us. In fact, I feel very friendly toward him at the moment.
Sure, and if he had found out I had that microfilm, he might have had real trouble on his hands when he tried to get it away from me. I'd like to tell him so, too.
Well, when I meet him, Mike, I'll tell him what you said.
Listen to him, will you? You think he already knows who that spalpeen is? What a laugh!
Green Hornet story for today. Another exciting story brought to you by the most refreshing drink in the world, the drink that's actually good for you because it's made with real oranges, the one and only Orange Crush. It sparkles, it tingles, it makes you feel fresh again. Always keep several bottles in your refrigerator, and always remember, the handy way to do that is to get the handy pack. 6 bottles of Orange Crush in a handy carrying case. This program is a feature of the Green Hornet Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Green Hornet is played by Jack McCarthy. This copyrighted feature originates in Detroit, and all characters, places, and incidents used are fictitious. The Green Hornet is brought to you every Wednesday and Friday at the same time by the most refreshing drink in the world, Orange Crush. That's the drink you like best of all. Try it. Next time, ask for Orange Crush. But remember, don't say orange, say Orange Crush. O-R-A-N-G-E-C-R-U-S-H. Orange Crush. Next Friday, listen to the Green Hornet again in the exciting story of danger entitled The Hawk Ridge Gems. And now, till Friday, this is Fred Foy saying so long from Orange Crush. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.